just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia, PA.
Well, of course, that is Asleep at the Wheel with what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSH LP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, honored and having a bunch of fun picking out and spinning these tunes for you. And tonight is a special show in that it is the second annual Fletchy Awards show, honoring those songs I played in 2019 that turned out to be my favorites of the year. And we just may have to have a second show of Fletchy's. We'll see about that. But for now, here we go. But I would be remiss if I didn't thank Mickey and Minnie and Comet and Lizzie for guarding the playlist until the show tonight. We don't need no stinking accountants. There were no leaks, even though I have it on good authority that they were bribed with temptations numerous times. And we're going to lead off this award show a couple of love songs that are somewhat amusing and have a similar and kind of interesting set of rhythms. Start off with Delbert McClinton, who is clearly smitten. No chicken on the bone.
Listen up, everybody, cause I've got something to say. I might have fallen in love with a girl I just met today. I don't quite know how to feel. I can't believe she's real. Got me mumbling, stumbling around in a fuzzy haze. She makes pizza at the joint on the corner of 5th and Main. I'm going back down there, gonna ask her what's her name. Gonna tell her just how I feel. I can only hope that she'll maybe smile at me and say she feels the same. My heart started pounding like a runaway train. Knees started knocking when she called my name. Ain't nothing ever, never, ever gonna be the same. She's the one that brightens up my day. The sun shines on her even when it rains. I'd say it's plain to see what's happening to me. I'm a different man than I was yesterday. She's the kind of woman take away your breath. She's the kind of woman scare you half to death. She's the kind of woman don't leave no chicken on the bone. She's the kind of woman take you way up high. She's the kind of woman set your world on fire. A woman like that, I just can't leave alone. She's the kind of woman take away your breath. She's the kind of woman scare you half to death. She's the kind of woman don't leave no chicken on the bone.
So chic, so elegant. tapping on the floor beneath the table at the fancy restaurant. The maitre d' brings the phone to where she sits. He puts it down beside her daiquiri and walks away to greet another guest. Warm red lips whispering goodbye. A $50 tip, dark glasses on her eyes. High heel shoes, step into the limousine. A number on the napkin for the driver, it's a place he's never seen. A seagull sits on a weather-beaten shack. A little fishing boat nearby with high heels written on the back. Beside the bed, the driver in the limo checks his watch and lights another cigarette. The waves roll in from out beyond the bay. She gets into the limousine, they turn around and slowly drive away. Cool white hands hold a faded photograph of a little girl in high heel shoes and the shy boy standing by the shack. The shadows fall on the private parking lot. She walks across the pavement up the ladder to the $1 million yacht. Husband smiles, he was worried and concerned. They sail off in the sunset, high heels written on the stern.
Yes. Kevin Welch with high-heeled shoes. That haunting clarinet came from Jim Hoke. The song came from Kevin's most recent album, Dust Devil. It was released in 2018. He graduated high school and immediately began touring with a couple of bands. He then moved to Nashville, and he wrote a bunch of songs for people like Ricky Skaggs and Waylon and Garth Brooks and more, and he started performing in some local clubs as well. But then he decided he wanted to start a record label and had a couple of rather successful albums and then eventually won a number of Americana awards as well. I think back in 2006, played a lot in Australia with The Flood and then moved to Wimberley, which is outside of Austin. Has recorded three albums since then. And before Kevin, we heard Delbert McClinton with No Chicken on the Bone from his Tall, Dark, and Handsome album, just released in 2019. And you heard Stuart Duncan on violin. Nicely done. Delbert was been around for a long time. He was born in Lubbock and raised in Fort Worth, and as a teenager, he played with people like Sonny Boy Williamson and Howlin' Wolf and Jimmy Reed, and in addition to recording 30 albums, he's written songs for a lot of people, and he's won a Grammy for a duet with Bonnie Raitt called Good Man, Good Woman, and he reached the top five country charts with a duet with Tanya Tucker, and the song called, I believe, is Tell Me About It. You're listening to the 2019 Fletchy Winners on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Judge and Revealer, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. Well, we just heard a couple of songs where there's positive love, possibly a little bit of lust involved as well. And as regular listeners to Boogie Back know, there are usually more sad love songs than happy ones. And tonight is no exception. We're going to lead off this set with the Trishas, including Savannah Welch, who's daughter of Kevin Welch, whom we just heard, and their cover of the great Guy Clark song, She Ain't Going Nowhere.
Standing on the gone side of leaving, she found her thumb and stuck it in the breeze. She'll take anything going close to somewhere. She can lay it down and live it like she please. She ain't going nowhere, she's just leaving. She ain't going nowhere, she can't breathe. She ain't going home, that's for sure. She's not sitting down crying on her suitcase. She has no second thoughts by the road. She has feelings that need some repairing. She did not give a damn, that it shows. She ain't going nowhere. Now the wind had a way with her hair, and the blues have a way with her smile, and she has a way of her own, like a prisoner has a way with a file. Everybody knows, and me,
that door that shuts just before you get to the dream.
That was The Byrds with Everybody's Been Burned Before from their 1967 album, man, Younger Than Yesterday, their fourth. And at that time, The Byrds were Roger McGuinn. He also went by the name of Jim in those early days. He was the guy with the Rickenbacker 12-string and on the vocals as well. Chris Hillman on bass and vocals, and Michael Clark on drums. David Crosby, very part-time Texan by virtue of 9 months in prison in Texas. He was on guitar and vocals on that particular song and the author of that song as well. The band was kind of gelling and waiting for the first single, which was Mr. Tambourine Man, to come out, and they played regularly at a place called Ciro's on the Strip in Hollywood, where among their followers were Peter Fonda and Jack Nicholson and Sonny and Cher, so they were kind of cool. They were witnessing what many called the birth of folk rock, and Crosby's semi-autobiographical song, Everybody's Been Burned Before, has been... A lot of people have said it's one of Crosby's finest compositions. Not long after that album came out, Younger Than Yesterday, David Crosby and Michael Clark were fired from the band. And with the buyout, David bought himself a boat. And many of you may have seen a lot of pictures of David Crosby on his boat. Pretty proud of that thing. Soon after, Crosby joined with Stephen Stills and Graham Nash to create a group you may have heard of. Rather good group, too. Before The Byrds, we heard The Trishas, kind of a short-lived band, unfortunately, including Savannah Welch, Liz Foster, Jamie Lynn Wilson, and Kelly McWee. They're only together for a couple years, but the responsibilities of motherhood had taken priority over the band. That song that we heard, great song, written by Guy Clark, appeared on Guy Clark's 1975 album, Old Number One. The Trishas covered it for the 2011 album, I think it was. This One's for Him, a tribute to Guy Clark that included 30 Guy Clark songs covered by various musicians. And many of those musicians, including the Trishas, performed their songs from that album at Guy Clark's 70th birthday concert at the Long Center in Austin. And that happened on November 2nd, 2011. That's when I wish would have seen live, Standing on the Gone Side of Leaving. Amazing, amazing lyric. She ain't going nowhere. You're listening to winners of the 2019 Fletcher Awards on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, making the selections and bringing them to you. Thanks for listening.
VOV sends out a big thank you to First Student for their support, a community member business providing safe transportation for our island students. They also provide charter services for your special events, and they're looking for new drivers who enjoy working with our children. Call 206-463-6799.
VOV programming support provided by Island Insurance Center, experienced agents dedicated to helping you get the most from your insurance dollar. You can schedule a free coverage review or learn more at islandinsurancecenter.com.
Well, let's hear one more from that incredible album of Guy Clark's songs. This one from a rather confident and strong woman about an equally confident and strong woman, Rosie Flores. The song is called Baby Took a Limo to Memphis.
So don't worry. Baby took a limo to Memphis. Seemed like the thing to do. Baby took a limo to Memphis. Yeah, she did it 'cause she wanted to. Ooh, she was not looking back, but she was looking good. She was not in the mood to be knocking on wood. She knows what she wants. She knows how to get it. She knows what it takes just to do it and don't regret it. Yeah, now baby took a limo to Memphis. Seemed like the thing to do. Now baby took a limo to Memphis.
Rosie Flores on vocals and electric guitar, joined by Lloyd Maines on the slide. We Guy Clark's song, Baby Took a Limo to Memphis, from the aforementioned 2011 album. This one's for him. And there was a reference in there to Susanna. And Susanna, it was actually Susanna Clark, who happens to be, was Guy Clark's wife. And I'm not sure whether she actually was the woman who took the limo to Memphis, but it's a great song. Rosie was born in San Antonio. She lived there until she was about 12, and then her family moved to San Diego. And she formed her first band when she was still in high school, and then joined a cowpunk group, all-female band, called the Screamin' Sirens. And her first solo album came out in 1987. She's toured with Asleep at the Wheel, and she's toured by herself. And in addition to her work as a performer and songwriter, she has helped revive the careers of female rockabilly musicians, and including creating an album called Rockabilly Philly that highlights Janis Martin, among others. She lives in Austin and has for the past few decades. And that album, This One's For Him, A Tribute to Guy Clark, is co-album of the year of 2019 on Boogie Back. And yes, it came out in 2011, but only in 2019 did he have a copy of it and play it. So the other co-album of the year is coming up real soon. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, where tonight we're listening to recipients of the 2019 Fletchies, and I appreciate you listening in. I mentioned co-album of the year, and well, here it is. Jeffrey Martin's One Go Round that was released in 2017, but again, I didn't get it. I hadn't even heard of Jeffrey until 2019 when I heard him twice at house concerts at Deborah Heesh on this island, and when it was tough to make a choice for a Fletchy from this album. This one, I think, tells a really powerful story with the kind of detailed lyrics that bring a pretty vivid, if sometimes difficult, set of image to mind. Here's Jeffrey Martin and Sad Blue Eyes.
Grew up in a house in the valley with a daddy who was one long cigarette. And his mama walked out on a Friday night with a man she just met. He liked walking the blacktop streets in the rain in the dark when the city was dead. The machine gone to sleep, he could hear himself think, and he liked what he saw in his head, her sad blue eyes. Her sad blue eyes. He found work at the yard, picking apart cars out on Springfield and Lariat. Likes a girl with scars on her arms. It proves she ain't seen what she wants to yet. With her sad blue eyes. Don't you see it, boy? Everything's a circle in this town. And the best you give can't fix but cannot be found behind her sad blue eyes. Behind her sad blue eyes. Behind her sad blue eyes. Head to the stone, working all day long, saving up those dollars and dimes. He's got his eye on a ring at the Oakwood Mall, and he likes how the diamond shines. There's a quarter-acre lot with the trailer on the spot if he can work a deal out on time. And they park across the street where they dream and they drink, and he says, I'm gonna make you mine. And your sad blue eyes. Don't you see it, boy? Everything's a circle in this town. and the best you give can't fix what cannot be found. Behind her sad blue eyes, behind her sad blue eyes, behind her sad blue eyes. When they're naked at night, she whispers to him, I know you can make it all right. But the damage moves in like a ghost from within, and a storm grows behind her sad blue eyes. When they're naked at night, she whispers to him, I know you can make it all right. But the damage moves in like a ghost from within, and a storm grows behind her sad blue eyes. Her sad blue eyes.
Thank you. faces on the dance floor. There shouldn't be rules in rock and roll. And who are we saving our broken hearts for? Damn these wallflower faces of stone, dead and blue in the lights of their cellular phones. I don't care if they laugh when we walk out this door. Oh, who are we saving our broken hearts for?
That was Amy Levere on vocals. Man, she's got a good voice. And upright bass. And Will Sexton with backup vocals and guitar. And the song, Last Rock and Roll Boy to Dance. That came from their album, Hallelujah, I'm a Dreamer. Recorded live at the Nelson Street in Memphis, where Amy's from and where she and Will currently live. And Terry and I first heard them here at Hetty's Sugar Shack when they were doing a show. And they were on the island because of Will's connection with Ian and Jolene Moore. Ian and Jolene met because of Will. Jolene was like a little sister to Will, and when they lived in Austin. And one day, Will and Ian were writing a song together, and in walked Jolene, and I think that was the beginning of their relationship. Will grew up in Austin, and Terry and I knew of him anyway when he and his brother Charlie, who tours with Dylan, were a teenage guitar gunslinger, well-deserved, by the way. Before Amy and Will, we heard Jeffrey Martin and his poignant song, Sad Blue Eyes, and that came from the Fletchy co-album of the year, One Go Round. Jeffrey was born in the Northwest, and he currently lives in Portland when he's not on the road. But while he was growing up, he spent a little time in Dallas when his dad was a preacher in Dallas. And as I said in the opening of this set, we heard him at a house concert at Deborah's in January, and then again a couple months ago. And behind those lyrics, they're often very dark, there's a pretty funny guy who's got a degree in writing and teaching, and like me, he's a former English teacher. And my guess is that his students that he taught learned a lot about writing, and that they liked him a lot, too. He's really a good guy. You're listening to winners of the 2019 Fletchies right here on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. We happen to be your island connection. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, and thanks for listening in.
VOV support is provided by Mike Verheeren, a Vashon realtor for over 20 years, bringing homes to life with short, compelling videos marketed to the world. Showing Vashon in high def at VashonProperty.com.
Support for Voice of Vashon is provided by O Solo Mio Di Mario, a pizza house, an authentic New York-style slice joint in the heart of downtown Vashon, located on Vashon Highway, open 7 days a week at 11 a.m. Well, we're going to shift some gears once again to a couple of songs that I originally was going to call protest songs. But as I listen to them again and again and again, I realize that they're not so much protest songs as really an acknowledgement of where many of us are personally and as a nation. So we're going to start off with the personal acknowledgement. Here's Willie with his song, Come On Time.
Time is my friend, my friend. The more I reject it, the more that it kicks in. Just enough to keep me on my toes. I say, come on, time. I've beat you before. Come on, time. What have you got for me this time? I'll take your words of wisdom and I'll try to make them right. Hey, it's just me and you again. Come on, time. Time, you're not fooling me. You're something I can't kill. You're flying like a mighty wind. You're never standing still. Time, did you leave these lines on my face? You sure have put me in my place. Come on, time. Come on, time. It looks like you're winning the race. Time, you're not fooling me. You're something I can't kill. You're flying like mighty wind. You're never standing still. Time, as you pass me by, why did you leave these lines on my face? You sure have put me in my place. Come on, time. Come on, time. Looks like you were winning the race. Come on, time. Come on, time. Looks like you're winning the race.
My brother is a fascist. Lives in Palacios, fishes the pier every night. He holsters his Glock in a double retention. He smokes while he waits for a bite. He don't like the Muslims, he don't like the Jews. He don't like the blacks and he don't trust the news. He hates the Hispanics and alternate views. He'll tell you it's tough to be white. My sister's a Christian, she likes to go fishing. She don't mind my brother at all. He puts her on redfish and flounder and trout, and they tear up the flats in the fall. She gets back to Dallas all sunburnt and sour, worn out from slinging plugs hour after hour, seeing spots when she closes her eyes in the shower. She don't see a conflict at all. It's the state of the union, I guess. It's always been iffy at best. We're all in the family, the cursed and the blessed. It's the state of the union, I guess. We're all in the family, the cursed and the blessed. It's the state of the union, I guess. Mother turned 80, consummate lady. We took her to Golden Corral, 'cause she likes the yeast rolls and Bourbon Street chicken. We ought to known better by now, 'cause me and my brother got into it good. I called him a hick and he called me a hood. He said Dad always treated his Mexicans good. I guess you think you're better somehow. Yeah, you think you're better, cardigan sweater, snowflake if ever there was. You think you're so cool 'cause you did good in school. You got whipped every day on the bus. Sister lit out for the shouting got worse. Went to Wednesday night prayer at the new Christian church with a cross on her neck and a nine in her purse. She might be the wisest of us. It's the state of the union, I guess. We're all in a hell of a mess. We're all in the family, the cursed and the blessed. It's the state of the union, I guess. It's the state of the union, I say. Christmas dinner might be hell to pay. So how about them cowboys and have a blessed day? It's the state of the union, I say. It's the state of the union, I guess. It's always been iffy at best. We'll do all we're able with what we got left. It's the state of the union, I guess. We'll do all we're able with what we got left. It's the state of the union, I guess.
That was the rather biting satire of James McMurtry, Fort Worth-born, now living in Austin, and his song State of the Union. And as regular listeners to Boogie Back know, he is the son of author Larry McMurtry and his English professor mom, who also taught him how to play guitar when he was 7. He said, "My mama taught me 3 chords, and the rest I just learned as I went along." He got a break when he won an award at the Kerrville Folk Festival, and about the same time, John Mellencamp was starring in a film based on a script by James's dad, and that gave James a chance to get a demo tape to Mellencamp, who produced James's first album in 1989, called Too Long in the Wasteland. He has 11 additional albums, and he's also appeared in a couple movies. He also plays with his band, The Heartless Bastards, at the Continental Club on South Congress in Austin at midnight on Wednesday night. You can see him there if you want. And also, John D. Graham opens for him, and we're going to hear from John D. Graham, I believe, next week. Before James, we heard Willie, Pride of Abbott, Texas, and his song, Come On Time. And that came from his most recent album, Ride Me Back Home. It came out in 2019. And that song and that whole album, as well as his previous album, which is called Last Man Standing, came out in 2018. They're all filled with intimations of mortality. Willie's feeling his 86, although he's still on the road at that pretty ripe age. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, playing the winners of the 2019 Fletchies, my favorite songs of the year. Thanks for listening. And we're going to head toward the door of this special edition with 2 songs, and they've got an obvious and pretty wonderful connection, Bonnie Raitt. So we lead off with a pretty amazing duet with Nora Jones on vocals and piano and Bonnie on vocals and, of course, her ever-present slide guitar. Here they are with their take on Tennessee Waltz.
darling. The night they were playing the beautiful Tennessee Waltz.
Nora Jones, the daughter of Ravi Shankar and Sue Jones, concert promoter, song Tennessee Waltz, recorded live, of course, with Bonnie Raitt. Nora and her mom moved to Grapevine, which is near Dallas, after a divorce when Nora was 11, where she attended school for the performing arts in Dallas, and then she went to the University of North Texas in Denton, just east of Dallas. And her first true solo album came Come Away With Me, released in 2002, and it just happened to be nominated for 8 Grammys, and she was a winner of 5. Not bad for a first album. She now has 7 albums and 8 collaborative albums, a couple of which we need to hear from in the future, because she's really good, and it's a lot of fun to see her and hear her play with other folks. We're going to go out the door of the first edition of the 2019 Fletchy Awards with yet another collaboration, this one from Sheryl Crow's new album, Threads, came out in 2019. The album is made up of songs that Sheryl recorded with a variety of artists, from Kris Kristofferson to Joe Walsh to James Taylor, and a whole bunch more. And this one, with Bonnie Raitt and Mavis Staples. Here they are with Live Wire on The Voice of Vashon. Thanks for listening.
As a weed, but he met his match on the day he met me. Even when I paddle my boat up shore, well, the river keep on floating me right back to your door. No telling when the lightning strike, the way you make me feel like hold on tight.
I got a live wire. I got a live wire.
Yeah.
Some people just built that way, never looking back at the mess they made. Live wire. I got a live wire.
Live wire.
You never know what the cattle bag in. This bird's getting out of its cage again. Got a live wire.
Of town. Stay up all night when my friends come around.
You know it's all gonna change when the screen door slams. There comes a wild wind blowing you back into my hands.
Next thing you know, your hair is standing on end. Can start to blow me off my feet again.
I got a live wire. I got a live wire. Some people just built that way, never looking back at the mess they make. I got a live wire. I got a live wire. Never knowing what the cat is.
I got a
for you is a house on fire. Well, I'm burning up with a strange desire.
Listening to Fletch Award winners from 2019 right here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in.